Hello, my name's Vinny, and I'm from East Ham.
What was he saying? Hello, my name's Vinny.
Hello, my name's Vinny.
This is the world according to Vinny, again.
This is the world according to Vinny, again. According to the world, right. I don't like protesters because they piss me off. All they do is wave their banners and do jack all. I bet they're all posh gits as well. I bet they've probably been to a public school, went to the top universities, and whereas, the police that are trying to stop them are all working class, good English men from state schools and probably never been to college, but worked hard all their lives, unlike the protesters probably have rich parents who, dumb shit with the tax like that Fred Goodwin thing, all that pension he's getting for doing jack all. They had it all on the plate, whereas the working class had to work their asses off. Yeah, that's just one of my points.
Right, can you say? The world's really shit at the moment. This is why I'm protesting outside Parliament.
Right. The world's really shit at the moment. That's why I'm protesting outside the Parliament.
Can you say, all you're going to say is, I was really looking forward to lesbian vampire killers. I'm big fans of Corden and Horn. I'm a big fan of Corden and Horn.
I was really looking forward to lesbian vampire killers. I was really looking forward to lesbian vampire killers. I'm a really big fan of Horden and Corden.
Come out and say, turns out it was shit.
Turns out it was shit. The shittest thing I ever seen in my life. You got that other fat prick here. I know I'm fat myself, but he's a worse person than me. He's a squeaky little runt, and the other one, that skinny one, he's a piece of crap. He's not funny, he's good at making faces. That's about it. I don't know. Oh yeah, he wasn't that Catherine Tate show. Well, how shit that is that then? Catherine Tate, probably one of the shittest comedians I've ever seen. Oh, you name me one comedian, one female comedian that's good. I can't think of anyone. You got that American one, with that surgery. I forgot her name. She's shit. You got Dawn French, shit. You got, what's that? Katie Brand, shit. You got the other one, Joe Brand, shit. Jennifer Saunders, shit. All female comedians are shit.
Right, can you say, it isn't easy being me?
It isn't easy being me.
Again?
It isn't easy being me.
Sometimes my life is so hard.
I can't get a girlfriend, for starters. I look at a girl, she looks away. If I say hello, she says fuck off. Even my mum hates me. That saying that I've got a face that only a mother could love? I doubt that.
You say, I don't know why girls like me, because I don't know why girls don't like me, because I'm so polite.
I don't know why girls don't like me, because I'm so polite. I'll do anything for them. You know, I would touch their legs, comb their hair. I even put makeup for them. You know, I'll say they're pretty. You know, I will never get tired, you know, so I'm always up for it.
A little bit of weight actually came out. Could you say I like tits?
I like tits.
Again?
I like tits.
Say, I love tits.
I love tits.
I love tits.
I love tits.
Sometimes I try to imagine what it would be like to be blind.
Sometimes I just imagine what it is like to be blind. You know. Sometimes I try to imagine what is it like to be blind. I mean, it's not easy, but obviously it's not as hard as my life is. You know. At least the blind people get all these benefits. I don't. You know, at least if a blind person touched a girl's tits, he wouldn't. Well, nothing would happen. He wouldn't get a slap. Whereas if I did it, I'd probably get slapped. And if her boyfriend's around, I'd probably get beaten up as well. Or kicking the balls or something. I don't know. I'd rather be deaf than blind. Actually, yeah. I'd rather be deaf than blind, so I can't hear all those women nagging. You know, if I ever do manage to get a girl, you know, it's probably going to be, you know, a big, big bitch, if you like, you know, who would tell her husbands what to do, this, that. I'd rather be deaf than to hear all that crap. I mean, if you do manage to find a woman, they're probably nagging bitches. I mean, all they do is talk about this. Oh, did you see the girl of the X Factor? She's a right cow. Yes, I'm thinking. I'm sorry, I don't know what the X Factor is. You know, because I'm not allowed to watch TV because you hog it all the time. Yeah.
Can you say, sometimes I get very lonely?
Sometimes I get very lonely.
I haven't got many friends.
I haven't got many friends.
I just want to play football.
I just want to play football.
But these... I just want to play football, but no one will let me.
But no one will let me.
The whole sentence?
I just want to play football. But no one will let me.
I've got real talent as a footballer.
You know, I was dubbed the next Pelé. Sometimes I wish pigeons are my friends. You know, even though they're dirty old crap, diseased-ridden crap, I'll do anything for the company. I've got no friends. Rats are usually, stuck at home, so in people's houses and offices, and so I can't go in there. So the next best thing is pigeons.
What do you think of girls' bodies?
I love girls' bodies, from their toes, to their ankles, to their knees, to the whole thing in the middle, the pussy, the, you know, the belly. I'll add the breast, the neck, the lips, the eyes, the forehead, the hair. From top to bottom, it's quite beautiful.
Can you start saying what my favourite part of a girl's body is?
My favourite part of a girl's body is probably the breasts. I like the, you know, the nipple bit. I don't know how it works, you know, there's a, you know, when, you know, a baby sucks on it. You know, what I've heard is it's like a sponge, you know, when you squeeze a sponge, you know, the water comes out. It's the same way you squeeze the nipple by the lip, you know, the baby's lip, and milk comes out. And I wonder how it tastes like. I bet it's not the same as, you know, the Tesco brand. I think maybe if you mix it with strawberry, you know, you've got your human milkshake, you know, milk from human. I mean, surely milk from human is better than a cow's milk. I never really tasted it. I can't remember that far back, you know. But I wonder if women always have milk in their, you know, breasts, or is it just when babies come out? So when someone's having sex with a girl, right, maybe they can suck in the nipples, milk can come out. I don't know. I haven't tried that. Maybe. So maybe I should try that with a prostitute or something. You know, instead of, you know, having sex with them, you know. I don't know where they've been, you know, where's that pussy been around, you know. She probably had 10 in a day, so that's not really good. So instead of that, I'll just, well, can I suck on your tip, please? And instead of, you know, having sex, just have a bit of a suck.
I went really surprised at the start. I said, yeah, I don't know how it works. Alright, one more thing I can think of, and then if you've got to or anything, it's telling the story that you told us earlier on about getting recognised in the street.
Oh yeah, I got recognised in the street one day. I was just walking down, you know, minding my own business. Someone just crossed the road and said, "Hey, Vinny!" I turned around and I said, what? And I approached this man. He said, "Hey, I listened to you on ELE, you're really funny." I think, "Oh, right, cheers, man. How did you recognise me?" He said, "Oh, I saw you on YouTube." So that looks like I'm famous. You know, I'm going to be bigger than, you know, all the big British comedians like Gervais and Brand, Russell Brand. Yeah, this shit was the shit anyway. Gervais is all right, Brand is shit. female comedians are shit, but British comedians are even shitter. I mean, there's Ricky Gervais, who's all right, and Russell Brand, who's okay, but then the rest are cocksuckers. Yeah.
What do you think of Ian Lee?
Oh, Ian Lee. Ian Lee, no, he's that lanky sod, isn't it? Yeah, he hasn't had a steady job for ages. I don't think he's ever had a steady job, you know. Every single job, let me think, from as far back as the 11 o'clock show. 11 o'clock show messed up. Then it was the Thumb Bandits. Was it the Thumb Bandits? Something like that. I was just checking out on his Wikipedia, and he done Thumb Bandits or something. That shit. Never heard of it. And then he done Rise, which was the thing that came after Big Breakfast. That went shit up. Then he done a bit of radio. I think he was on XFM. That went shit. Then LBC, that went shit after a couple of years. That probably the longest job he's had, it was on LBC. He's on currently on Absolute. I think he only works 1 day a week, but I think he's doing 3 days now. Give it time, that's going to go shit up as well. There's nothing really I've got to say about him, other than he's a failure.